Quisiera agradecer.
At the outset, I'd like to thank you for the document that you sent us. This is an effort that we welcome and we share your approach. I agree with colleagues who said that ethical considerations are not law, and an ethical consideration is not a legal obligation. This is something that is clear, but I'm also concerned that some are saying that if we're talking about ethics, we're talking about something that is not clear. No, this has been defined by philosophers. We agree, or perhaps it's better to say that we cannot agree that there's some kind of dichotomy between ethics and law. Any norm of law reflects values and therefore relates to an ethical framework in its evaluation. So this means international law reflects the entire set of values that reflect ethics. That is clear. We do not need to define this, but ethics go even further. And this is why we fully share the second paragraph, or rather the second sentence that you have in your document. Existing international law reflects ethics, but our new challenges require us to go even further. And in the absence of law, we have to be bound by ethical questions. For my delegation, it is important to stress that ethics is not something that solely belongs to human beings, or to demand ethics-based behavior should be applied to human beings. So when we look at the text once again, we have to keep this in mind. We believe that the first paragraph that can be included in this section may state that ethical considerations are applicable and required from all of the actors in the context of lethal autonomous weapon systems. Ethical behavior is something that is to be demanded of actors such as states. Ethics are also related to the behavior of companies. So at the very outset, we should say clearly that ethical considerations apply to any actors connected to lethal autonomous systems. Now, with another specific proposal, we like to look at the word acceptability in the first sentence. We would like to be replaced with the word standards, because acceptability, especially in Spanish, gives a positive spin to all of this. But if we say standards, it will be more neutral, the way we should approach this document. Now, the second proposal, we fully support that proposal. And on this second proposal, we have to recall that it is connected to paragraph 26 of the 2018 report, where Mr. Lambert from the Belgium Academy of Sciences, who says that from an ethical perspective, the question of accountability is crucial. And we do accept this statement made by the expert in the 2018 report, and on basis of that, we would suggest, and at the end of the second proposal, to say, and the possible evasion of responsibility and accountability for violations of applicable international law. This proposal is made on the basis of the fact that we're not just simply talking about the reducing of the threshold for the use of force, but also reducing the levels of responsibility related to the use of these weapons. And we do hope that you can include this in your second proposal. And finally, in connection with your fourth proposal, we believe that the word human responsibility should be replaced by actors, because here we are talking about human rationale and the use of these weapons. So we indeed believe that such a link exists, but the use of these weapons and the consequence of the use of these weapons, so the actors involved in this process are not limited to only human beings. And also, when we talk about accountability or responsibility, it's something that is not limited to humans. So actors instead of human when we talk about rationale. So thank you very much, and we share the general thrust of your suggestion. Thank you.